been thinking about different content ideas for a while, and I was listening to another podcast, The Great Cricketer, which some of you guys may be familiar with. And the two guys there, Pez and Higo, were talking about how they wrote their book, how they sat there watching a great cricket match and coming up with all these different character ideas for the different people in the team. And I was thinking, that's the sort of thing I used to do with my mate when we played. We worked together at Fox Sports for years. We came up with a whole lot of different weird ways of looking at sport. We always took our sport seriously. We supported, but we always saw the lighter side, the funnier side of sport. And so this new concept, the Weekend Review, we're going to do exactly that. We're going to have some serious opinions there, our opinions. You may not agree with them, but we're also going to look at the lighter side of sport, some of the funnier stories, some of the more weird and interesting stories. Nice short 20 minutes of a bit of what's gone on in the week of sport. And so it starts today. It's one of my really close friends, Ben Norris. He's going to be joining me each week for this Week in Review. Here's our first one. I hope you enjoy it. Please do pass on any ideas you have to us. My details are in the show notes, of course. And we'd love to hear what you think. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. All right, welcome to the Sport is Life Week in Review. We're trying out something different. Been looking for what else could add to the pod, and seen a few different things that sort of got me thinking that maybe this would be a good way to go. So I've got my good mate here, Ben, on board for us to look at the lighter side, or maybe a little bit serious, but look at the lighter side of sport, much like we did back in the old Fox Sports day. So welcome, Ben.
Cool. Hello, Ian. Good to see you. Good to see the jersey on too, yes. Or the jacket.
Yeah, for those just listening, the Eels jumper, we're making a good charge, but it's easy when the pressure's off. We'll see what happens later on. And I like you've got the Wallabies hat on. And,
yep, got it out of the just-in-case drawer. It was good.
I do have a Wallabies jersey tucked away somewhere. Mate, are they back or is it another false dawn? Well, we will see.
Well, who knows? Only the drawer will tell. It could be back at the back of the drawer again very easily.
Exactly. I haven't got mine out yet, so we'll wait and see. US Open, the news.
Speaking of hats.
The guy, yes, speaking of hats, what about that bloke? He signed, the player's signing autographs. Was the player, like the guy who stole it was like Polish CEO or something, but was the player
Polish? Yeah, he wasn't short of cash.
Oh, mate. So, for those who haven't seen it, he's signing autographs, this player of the US Open tennis, and he's about to hand his hat to this young fan, and this adult just snaps it out of his hands and chucks it in his bag. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, that someone caught that on camera, and it's gone viral, and he has copped an absolute caning. Did you see what they said about him in the news?
I know he had to make an apology, and luckily for the little one, the player in question went and found him and gave him all the gear, minus the sweat. But it reminded me, if anyone is a fan of The Simpsons, when they talk about Ralph Wiggum's heartbreaking, and you can pause the video and see when his heart breaks, you can do the same with that little kid. You can see his heart's broken as soon as the guy whips it out from underneath him.
Yeah, and he's yelling at the player to come back, and the player just keeps on going, and this poor kid, oh, mate. Oh. But what possesses a grown man to pinch a souvenir like that out of the hand of a child? Crazy.
I just, you know, I wonder if he just wasn't thinking that no one will see this. You know, the 100 cameras around the stadium might give it away. And I think it would have been the fans who cottoned onto it first, because I think it went viral. before a commentator said anything about it. So you're not safe anywhere these days.
Well, good of him to get caught. I did have a
Yeah.
tinge of feeling sorry for him when I thought about like the backlash for his business,
Yeah.
but maybe
And it
that's
might
what
have
they
been
still
like a
need.
touch of guilt from yourself as well. I remember being at Wimbledon many years ago and watching Pat Rafter struggle counting the balls for his opening match at Wimbledon. I think it was opening set, opening match.
I was quite impressed that he knew exactly how many balls were supposed to be in court, and one of them wasn't there.
Yeah. Hey, I've only got five balls here.
Actually, for those watching, I'll pull it it's a little bit worse for wear, the Wimbledon 1998 ball, but there it is, Paddy Rafter's ball. Well, you know what? I paid enough for the ticket. I thought I was a struggling backpacker. Well, a little souvenir, everyone's going to notice. But do you remember the daggers I was copping from the line judge down on whatever court 13 or whatever it was off in the back of the complex there at the old Wimbledon?
What I remember is there's a lot of laughter from the Aussies, and
Yeah.
none of the Aussies dobbed you in, which was
No.
fantastic. It
Mate,
was,
I was dodgy back then.
yeah, you're
Different
like a
world.
convict with a loaf of bread, mate. That's what you were.
Exactly right. Oh, times were tough back then, my friend. I think I thought I was going to auction it off or something.
Yeah.
I must have been drinking. Those were the days. All right, moving on from me. Someone else in the news this week, Chrissy Sandow. Drugs and weaponry charges had, I think it was a shotgun, ammunition, drugs caught in possession in just in the suburbs, and it's like heartbreaking in a way, isn't it? Because
Yeah.
we expect these footballers to suddenly earn a whole lot of money, and that they've got the ability just to change their behaviour, and you feel for him, because the rumour was always were that him and his mates would put on bets for him to kick 40-20s, and I don't know how true that is, but he did have plenty of attempts.
Yeah.
Something I've been big on for a long time. You can't just put tougher rules in for people who have had a really tough upbringing and struggle with right and wrong, or have always been they've never no one's ever said no to them. So you kind of feel for the bloke, don't you?
You do, and he may have had a lot of hangers on, guys just in his ear saying, "Hey, how about we do this?" It might start small, and then it just steamrolls
Just
to the point
unravels, yeah.
where, yeah,
Actually, you're an
that's a whole lot of trouble.
Oh yeah. Well, I think he got a year in prison, basically. He's already served like half of that waiting trial. But you're a bit more or a lot more of an NBA fan than me. There's a pretty like well-known list of guys sort of like you said, entourage and hangers on
Yeah. A lot of
who
point shaving goes on.
even just how much money that they squander because they kind of think that this is going to be forever, and by the end of their career or a year or two afterwards, they're broke, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking at the guy who's done things right, Shaq's the polar opposite. Brought up in a military family. Made a mistake, I think, in his first contract where he went out and bought an outrageous car and then wondered why he didn't have any money left.
Oh, didn't his dad rip him a new one for that one
His
as well?
dad got into him, and then I think he's invested in Starbucks now. He's invested in all sorts of stuff, and like he probably prints his own money with his own face on there, smoking a cigar.
Oh, yes, those were the days when basketball was
Yeah.
basketball. All right, turning our attention to more people who earn ridiculous amounts of cash. What's been happening in the EPL this week, mate?
Well, most important game of the season. Turned out to be a bit of a stalemate for about 80 minutes.
This is
And then,
the Scouse for the Spurs Lagooners.
up at Anfield. So if you'd asked an Arsenal fan, they probably would take a draw. going to Anfield, even though they've got a pretty good side, just added to it as well with the transfer window. But then again, so did Liverpool, got Isak finally. So, but the game was barely, I think, barely 10 shots between the two sides. Arsenal had one on target, Liverpool had three on target, and one of them just happened to be from about 40 yards out from our right back, who's not a right back.
What a strike.
And it was just an unbelievable strike. Gerrard-esque, I would say.
Yeah, nice. Which the Liverpool fans would love. Now, while we're talking about screamers, our Aussie boy, Irukunda, who's now with Watford, he's just banging them in for fun.
Yeah, and looking good doing it as well.
Yeah.
Which, you know, bodes well for, because, I don't know, I mean, the Socceroos have been getting results, but there's no one you'd look at it and go, well, there's no Harry Kewell, there's no Tim Cahill, there's just a team. But it'd be nice to have a few superstars on the horizon that you could follow. Like, when Harry was at Leeds, I still followed him.
100%.
And Dukes as well.
Yeah, well, Dukes, except that time where he banged in four, but that's a story.
Well, we mentioned that one.
but you're so right. The golden generation, we would be looking through the results at all those guys playing across Europe. I think that's growing again now, and not just in those lower leagues, although most of them are. But yeah, you're right. Like, without Ange there, there's kind of a bit of a void for sort of Aussies in the Premier League. But this kid, Watford in the Championship, but the Watford fans are loving him, because you're right. It's not just it's not just the two like top bins free kicks he scored in the last two games. It's the way he's been playing, getting up and down that flank.
And if you keep doing that, some will come in the summer and nab him, and hopefully it'll be a decent team, so he can hang around.
Yeah, was it Bayern Munich where he got signed? It was one of the big German clubs, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, and then he got loaned out to Scotland, maybe? I don't know. But he's obviously found his home and doing a great job. If we're talking EPL, we've got to pause and talk Man United, and most importantly their fans, who had such a great run for so long. But, now they know what it's like to be in a hole.
Oh, what about Grimsby? If you saw the game, they played exceptionally well. I mean, I know it's easy to put the knives into Man U, and fun as well, but they played so well. And they could have had three. They could have been 3-0 down. They just got saved by the linesman calling an offside. Yeah, the Man U fans, their faces are getting red as Fergie's face. And I'd love to know what Fergie thinks too. I'd love to be in a fly on the wall in a Alex Ferguson room or a meeting room or something with him in it. There would be boots flying everywhere. It'd be sensational.
Yep. Absolutely.
But the weird thing is that it's all cycles in football. We went through this. Liverpool went through this. I've had an amazing 70s and 80s, and then got a little too cocky, didn't do the scouting we needed to do. Man, you had a golden generation of players. And we didn't have quite the lows that United are having at the moment, but we had a few of them. So,
if you look at sustained success in the sports that I follow, it always comes off the back of focusing on youth and putting great structures in place. You know, you've got to look at what's happening at Penrith. The Storm have done the same. Roosters have done the same. As much as people laugh about, you know, Roosters like buying their way to premierships and having no juniors, but they've always had a record of, well, since their run of success in the last 15 years, of getting the best young kids from around the place. And the teams that haven't done well have gone away from that. They haven't got their youth in place, and it's interesting you say that. Is that like a known story that Liverpool actually went away from like they actually did get a bit cocky and sort of missed the boat in a few things?
I think they let their generation before that hang around too long, maybe. I mean, it was hard because you had guys like John Barnes who were still playing when, and then it was went to Redknapp and Fowler. And Fowler looked like the next big thing, and then, you know, he had his issues. And then
he ate the grass.
Yes, as Gerard Woolley would say, he ate the grass.
He was
a little too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that happens. And it's tough too when you see your rival getting better and you're not making progress and you start making decisions that probably aren't in the best interest of the club and you're not attracting the same players that you were. And, you know, you can have a punt on a player as well who looks the goods and he doesn't shape up in the Premier League.
Yeah.
It's a different kettle of fish.
I think it was on that podcast with Gary Neville and Roy Keane and Ian Wright, and they were talking about United and how they didn't get in a heap of players, maybe one or two a year, and if one of them didn't work, it didn't matter so much. And they were talking about Varon and they were talking about Vidic, was it? The guy who played at the back, and they were saying, you know, they obviously, one of them went a lot better than the other, but they said Vidic was like small, and at first people were like, oh, maybe he's not going to be that good, but they were just talking like they obviously had an eye for people who were talking sports show in the UK, or Talk Sport, and he said, I think I've got to stop supporting him. And the guy he was talking to is like, well, you can't do that. That's not what fans do. And he's like, my son goes for Everton. My missus goes for Everton. They've got a new stadium. They're doing good things. He goes, I think I'm going to go for Everton. And they were just panning him. You can't change teams. I'm the same. No. You can't change teams.
It wouldn't feel the same anyway. You could jump on, but there's no way it'd feel the same.
No.
And everyone would know. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're stuck. Once you're on there, you're stuck.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. You can cheer on your countrymen, but you know, you can't switch teams.
Yeah, maybe you're in a conversation for another day, but nothing worse than those Queensland fans who have lived in New South Wales their whole life, like, because they've changed. Like, kills me. I know, like, you have your team and you stick to it. I know my older brother has apologised to his siblings and to his nephews.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this is where we ended up. It's all right, mate. It'll be worth it at some point, hopefully. Before we leave football, shout out to the Bayer Leverkusen marketing team for their fantastic post after the Grimsby debacle. And it was something along the lines, I think I've got it here, just hoping...
It was the Champions League draw, was it?
Yeah, just hoping we don't get Grimsby, when they were talking about the Champions League draw. Oh, that was fantastic. And it got plenty of traction.
Yeah, so those guys would still be celebrating, I reckon, Grimsby.
Grimsby, absolutely. Imagine that. Imagine, you think of how many times we played... we weren't at Grimsby level, but like at that level when we play a state league team or whatever, and you'd get yourself up for that. Oh, we played that
totally.
Celebrity game on North Sydney Oval. Same thing as like, mate, these pricks are going to cop it today.
Yeah. That's just the way with I think it's just the way with any team that, like, not just Aussies are involved with, but it's, as soon as you form a bond in that team environment, and someone's going to cop it in the opposition, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if it's a once-in-a-lifetime moment like that. Those guys for
Grimsby, 100%.
Never get a chance for something like that again.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, now they will. Hopefully they'll get... I don't know who they drew next round, but hopefully it's someone big, because they deserve it.
Yeah, and away at
play
the big stadium and mate, that's the sort of stuff of movies. I think we'll wrap it up there, mate. The aim for those listening and watching, the aim is for us to keep this pretty tight, just about 20 minutes. If you have any ideas or thoughts, or you saw anything in the news that you think it'd be worth a good laugh, people, make sure you email me. All my details are in the show notes. And yeah, we'll see what the response is, whether this is worth doing again. But I enjoyed the chat.
Yeah. And, it's always a good catch up anyway.
Exactly. Well, like we said, we
people
started
got
doing
to
this.
See my wallaby's hat.
We'll do this for us. And if other people like it, well, then all the better.
Yeah.
So that is the weekend review for this week. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.